Hello and welcome. Chuck Holmes here, independent affiliate with LiveGood. What I'd like to do today is share some team building strategies that are going to help you in LiveGood. Now, I've been in network marketing 21 years. I've done very well. My first 15 years, I failed miserably. I finally figured it out. I've been with LiveGood for about 3 months now. We've gone from zero to 800 members in our team. I've personally recruited 84 people in about 90 days. So this is something I have experience with, and I hope to give you some valuable insights, whether you're brand new or whether you're an experienced network marketer like myself. When it comes to building a team, you really have three strategies. But before I get into the strategies, you need to understand this. The whole point of network marketing is to have a team. You want to get that leverage and that duplication. Otherwise, you are an underpaid salesperson. If it's just you pushing product, it's almost impossible to make enough money to achieve your goals. If you build a team, instead, you can make a lot of money from a lot of people's work rather than just get paid on your own results. Just remember that the insurance broker, the real estate broker has the better deal than the agent. The agent still has a good deal. They still sell houses. They still sell insurance policies. But the broker gets an override on all of their agents. That's exactly what we get here as an affiliate with LiveGood if we decide to build a team. So there's really three team building strategies that you can take. All three of these strategies work. All three of these strategies have advantages and disadvantages. Ultimately, you have to pick the strategy that works best for you. I'll go through each one and then I'll tell you what I do. So the first strategy is the product approach. And what's great about LiveGood is the products are affordable. They're high quality. They're third-party tested. They have a strong 90-day money-back guarantee. But most importantly, people can afford it. Most network marketing companies, the product is marked up 5, 10, 15 times. A product that sells for $100, your customer can buy on Amazon something similar for $15, which makes it almost impossible to sell products. We have affordable products that people like. So that's a good thing. So if you decide to go with the product approach, this is where you basically just talk to people about the products. You let people know there's a membership that they can buy at a discount or as a retail customer, but your major emphasis is talking about the products. This is a great strategy. It's not what I do, but we have a lot of people that I know in the company who do this, and they do very well with it. The next approach is the mass recruiting approach. Now, this is for someone who has a large following online, someone with a lot of contacts and credibility and influence, maybe someone with some network marketing skills like myself, someone who's a good recruiter. And let's face it, most people struggle with recruiting, but here's the good news. Anybody can become a master recruiter if they choose to. Very few people start out that way. But if you take the time to develop the skills and the knowledge, you can become a mass recruiter. So what does a mass recruiter do? And what don't they do? A mass recruiter just focuses on throwing a lot of mud against the wall to see what sticks. Some people will tell you that's bad. I personally don't think it's bad. The benefit of doing this is that you bring in a lot of people. Yes, a lot of people quit. Yes, a lot of people don't do anything, but some people do. The good news is you don't waste your time with someone who's not serious and get sucked down that rabbit hole of coaching someone and trying to motivate someone who doesn't want to be coached or doesn't want to be motivated. Most people can't be a mass recruiter. It does typically result in high attrition, but you're going to have attrition anyway. So if you can bring in enough people, you're going to find some good people. And most of the top earners in our company, if you look at their stats, they've signed up between 100 and 200 people. So, I mean, it works. And up from that 100 to 200 people, they might have 3 to 5 very serious people who go out and do what they do. The third strategy is taprooting. And this is something I think anybody can do. Anybody can also do the product approach. The product approach is probably the slowest way to go. The taprooting approach is probably the most effective strategy, and the mass recruiting would be the easiest strategy if you have the skills to be a mass recruiter. But for most people, this third option is what you're going to want to do to build your team, and that's taprooting. That's basically where you enroll a few people, and instead of you going trying to recruit more people, you go to work with your people and help them recruit people. So you sign up 3, 4, 5, 6 people, And then you start helping them make their names list. You start helping them invite their people and teaching them the scripts so that they can start sponsoring people. And then you work with them to help their new people. And you just keep repeating this over and over and over in depth. And I'll give you an example. I mean, we have a person in the company who signed up 11 people and went diamond. Now, that's not normal. So as a disclaimer, you know, the odds of you doing that is pretty much non-existent. But what they did was they signed up some people, and then some of those people got to work, and some of those people got to work. Before you knew it, you had a big organization. So this is some of the best advice I've ever been told. A good network marketer can sign up a couple people and build a team of millions of people by working through the people. A good recruiter can recruit a lot of people and be successful in network marketing as well. But the real key to success in team building and network marketing is duplication, because one person can only do so much. Now, if you sign up a ton of people, you're going to find people who duplicate, and you're going to find other people who go out and build the business. But if you focus on taprooting and you get really good at working in depth, what's going to happen is you sponsor a few people. You're going to help each of them sponsor a couple people, help each of them a couple, each of them sponsor a couple people, and just keep repeating this. And what's going to happen is you're going to find a few serious people somewhere in your organization. It probably won't be the people that you sponsored, but they'll start to show up in depth, maybe on level 5, maybe on level 10, and you're going to benefit from that. So you have to choose whether or not you want to do the product approach, the mass recruiting, the taprooting. You can also do a combination of all of these and kind of mesh it up into your own strategy. But these are the only team building strategies I know. Now, of course, as you're building a team, I also want to throw out there, you got to have training. You got to have systems. You got to have a team culture for your team. That's all part of building a team as well. This is how you bring people into the business. But once you get them in, you still got to motivate them. You still have to give them step-by-step instructions. You still have to do some form of weekly training. Yes, corporate does a great job with training. You could just plug them into that. That works too. But this is the secret sauce. This is what it's going to take if you want to know the team building strategies that I know of that work. You can be successful here with any of these strategies. Pick the one that aligns with your temperament, your personality, your skills, your goals, and then get really good at that one strategy. And then as you start to enroll people, teach them the different team building strategies and let them pick the one that works for them. I hope you got some value from this. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm an independent affiliate. All views in this training are just my opinion. We can agree to disagree. That's great. I hope you got some value out of this video. I encourage you to check out the links and the resources in the description box below this video. Also, if you could like, comment, share, and subscribe, that would help our channel out a lot. We post a new video pretty much every day, so make sure you check out my other videos too. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for watching.